Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has also commented in the last 24 hours that he expects a plebiscite on gay marriage to happen before the end of the year. Mr. Turnbull says a re-elected coalition government will hold the plebiscite as soon as possible after the election. Now, we're going to the polls on the 2nd of July. Is Malcolm Turnbull sure that Australians really want to go back to the polls again in the next 6 months? Are you sure about that, Malcolm? Because I'm not convinced. I think we've had enough of this one, let alone another one. We've sat through a long election campaign that was called based on scrapping the building watchdog, and I haven't heard Malcolm or anyone else in government even mention the building watchdog or the ABCC or anything to do with union corruption during the entire double dissolution two-month election campaign. They haven't even mentioned the reason that we had the long election in the first place. But are you really sure, Malcolm, that voters are going to want to go back to the polls as soon as possible after the election? What does that mean? So we go to the polls on the 2nd of July. When are we going to go back to the polls again? In August? September? October? Well, we know it's got to be before the end of the year because you've given us that time frame. And I heard Paul Murray on Sky News making this point last night as well, just about fatigue when it comes to elections and going off to the polls. And he's right. Why the government didn't just add the gay marriage plebiscite question to the ballot papers when we vote in July makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, all you'd have to do is tick a box when you go along on July 2. It is an absolute and utter waste of money and time taking us back to the polls so soon after an election. The Labor Party does not support the plebiscite, saying it's a waste of money. Instead, they say that they will have a vote on gay marriage legislation within 100 days of taking office. Malcolm Turnbull's making promises to hold the plebiscite as soon as possible. After this marathon election campaign, I don't think the public will be up for it. And I think it's a misjudgment to think that they will.